is where the problem is. So the problem isn't, never has been with Malcolm or the nation. The problem has been with white America having a problem with black people speaking out against what's wrong. That has been the problem. And this is why we have this problem today. But Malcolm is has anybody read any of his speeches? Raise your hand if you read any of Malcolm's speeches. Raise them high. I want to know how many people in this room have read Malcolm's speeches. So if he gets this unfair reputation, it's because of not him, because of you having chosen to read the words from himself, the words that he chose to write in his own autobiography. He even has a movie. I don't think we would really promote this much negativity if it was really negative. I haven't seen any movies on Hitler. I don't think they go by promoting that. It was obvious what Hitler was trying to do. I think it was obvious. But as Ozzie Davis mentioned, have you ever heard him harm anybody? Ever seen him do any wrong to anybody? Of course he did. He was a speaker. He spoke truth. He brought truth to power. That's what we're supposed to be doing. How am I looking on time? I'm good? Okay, see, I'm watching. I'm monitoring myself. Because I can go on. I can get passionate. I'm from Gary, Indiana. This is important to mention. I'm from Gary, Indiana. And Gary, Indiana was running rampant with murder. I lost 14 friends and a brother in 1 year. My stepfather was killed in 88. 14 friends and my own personal... None of them died from natural causes. Everybody was murdered. At the age of 16, when I came across the Nation of Islam, I started reading. At first, I read Message to the Black Man by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because it was a message for black men. I needed to read that. I needed to understand, and that led me to the autobiography of Malcolm X. These books changed my life. I've never drank or smoked, gambled or joined any gangs or anything in my life. I have Malcolm and the Nation of Islam to thank for that because they were giving black men this backbone. Walk proud, hold your head up high. Amidst all the problems that you have, you are the God that created you. You are that. You are that entity. Be that. So it doesn't matter your condition. I think Malcolm spoke perfectly for that. Your condition was prison. And come out of that and be loved by people all over the world. Be feared by some as well, which is okay. It's okay to be feared if the fear that they have is from their own hearts. It's nothing that he did to make you fearful. If you don't come at me with trouble, I won't need to come back at you protecting myself. Just let me be me and you be you. But that's not what the problem was. That's not what society was doing at the time. They had a problem with what he was doing because King, it was okay to let your enemy come out and attack you. He was just speaking against that. Later on, not to deviate, King changed his philosophy after he saw Medgar Evers get assassinated, after he saw Malcolm get assassinated. He himself went after that unjust war that was going on in Vietnam, and he himself was ultimately assassinated. So at the end of the day, America doesn't care if you so-called violent, if you so-called peaceful. King was peaceful. He was killed the same way Malcolm was killed, with bullets. So it's not really a preference. It's always been a race thing with us in America. It's always been race. It's not about what philosophy you choose to follow. It's a race thing. And until we can get over this race thing, we're not going to see the beauty in things like a Malcolm X, who America should be proud of. He came out of their prison systems and turned himself into something phenomenal, which is what the prison system is for, right? It's a correction facility. So I think that's the ultimate correction, right? If that's what it's for, they call it a correctional facility, right? It's county corrections. So is that not correction? Of course, they shouldn't get all the credit. Elijah Muhammad should get the credit, but he pulled himself from prison and turned himself into this powerful, powerful being. And America get to claim that. He lived and died right here in America, right? So they can get some of the credit for that, but they can't see past this color thing. I've always said America sees things in like a canine, in black and white. White with black specks. And until we get our vision corrected, America needs some glasses. She needs to learn, you know, she gets some corrective lenses. She needs some bifocals so she can start seeing things the way they are and not get caught up in this. Because today we really shouldn't have to have, I'm glad we're having it, but we really shouldn't still in 2018 be talking about the greatness of somebody like Malcolm X. It should automatically be known. We should have dispelled all the negativity about him a long, long time ago. But again, white America sits back idle and watch things happen. And the same thing is being happened to the predecessors, the Louis Farrakhans today. We're still looking at him as a hate teacher, which Malcolm and Louis were both students of a man with a third grade education who built buildings and things all over America so black people can have their own and not beg at the crumbs of other people. Can I have some? No, go out and get your own, which I think is only natural. That's what every other nationality that comes to this country come out to do. They come and they pull themselves up by their bootstraps and they make it work. But they didn't have the atrocities that we had to deal with in the midst of doing that. So what the Nation of Islam did was phenomenal. In the midst of all the racism and all the negativity, they still built schools for their own children. They built restaurants and fed themselves. They built homes and housed themselves. So in the midst of all of the negativity, they made it happen. So we should really honor what they did, because there would be no great Black America if it wasn't for the Nation of Islam. There would be no great America if it wasn't for Marcus Garvey and his movement, or Noble Drew Ali and his movement. There would be no great Black America if it wasn't for these men who were independent, because there is no freedom without independence and freedom. They go hand in hand. They go synonymous. But you got to have land. You got to have food. You got to have clothing. You got to have education. And it has to come from us to get that. And there is nothing. So that is a separation, because I don't want it from my enemy. I want it from myself. Because if my enemy gives it to me, he can take it away whenever he chooses to take it away, which is what they were pushing. They were pushing a national independence for Black people in this country. So I can go on behind my good. One more minute? All right. See, I was finna get passionate. The podium was moving and everything. I was finna get passionate. So in closing, wow, that couldn't have been 20 minutes. There's no way that was 20 minutes, right? There's no way. There's no way that was 20 minutes. I can't talk that fast. There's no way it's 20 minutes. All right, that's cool. I know how y'all are about getting out of here. I've been here before, so I know how y'all are. Y'all serious about that 10 to 11 time slot? Well, y'all are serious about that. And I did choose a 5-minute song after this. Because it's not really about it. I just want to come and give you just that. I mean, just think about, I'm going to make a little sidebar if I can. Some of y'all know the entertainer Ice-T, right? Ice-T, of course. Of course we know Ice-T, of course. Ice-T's mother died when he was 7. His father died when he was 11. He was an orphan by the age of 12. And look what he turned himself into. See, this is the greatness of people. If you leave, of course, after a life of crime, in and out of prison, after a while, but eventually you find your way. You find something that can pull you out of that. But without all the roadblocks, we can find it a lot quicker. America is still putting up roadblocks, stumbling blocks for us to fall. And we have got to remove the stumbling blocks. That is not just, if there was something in the middle of the floor right now, I would come and move it out the way, or my wife would move it, the children would move it. Anybody can move it out the way. It doesn't matter who's going to fall over it. You shouldn't leave it there. America puts stumbling blocks out for Black people. And then they count how many stumbling blocks we fall over after they put them there. And that's everybody's responsibility, to remove the stumbling blocks. I promise you, we'll thank you for moving out the way. Or if it's even not there, I won't even have to worry about thanking you, because you just removed it before I got there in the first place. And just let us be us. Just let us do what we're going to do. That is a form of separation. But that's okay, because I'm not trying to go to white neighborhoods and cause problems for them. So I don't want anybody coming to my neighborhood causing problems for me. And that's all the Nation of Islam and Malcolm was speaking about. Just let us be us. And you ain't got to deal with us. Just let us. If you hate us that much, leave us the hell alone. It's okay to say hell. It's like a destination. It's going to be an airport soon to come. So arrival destination. It's going to be there. So hell is okay. Oh, well, there you go. See? All right. I can go so far with that, but I won't. I thank you all for listening. I don't want to be disrespectful, because I'm gracious of the time that I was given. I can go on and on, but I will definitely suggest that you all do the work yourself and go and find out more about who this great leader was. If you would have left him alone, this country would be in a better place right now. There's no reason why him and King both were assassinated at the age of 39. And I stand here before you, almost 48. And these great men were gone at the age of 39 with children. You know, and their children have to deal with the fact that their fathers, who were great men, were taken away because of their beliefs and trying to make Black people's lives better. They were ultimate sacrifices. They sacrificed their lives so we can be better. And we owe them all the great debt. We really do. So that's it, I guess. I don't have a time. If anybody's unclear about anything, want to ask me a simple question, I guess I can't do that, I guess. I'm going to do that afterwards. Scott is the boss for the day, and I'm going to follow his direction. So again, I thank you all for listening, and I leave you as I came in the great words of As-salamu alaykum. Come on, we can do better. As-salamu alaykum. Say it like you're proud. All right. It just means peace be upon you and also upon you. So it's words of peace. Words of peace. I'm going to turn this podium back over to Scott. Y'all give him applause as he comes back up here.
All right. Somebody's going to be passing around the hat right now. So this is our offertory song, and this is Black Maybe by Sarita.
I'm Erin Renfro. I'm the treasurer. And at this time in our service, we like to give a chance for the visitors to introduce themselves if they're comfortable doing so, so that we can say hello to you more personally after the service. I think everybody on this, we have some visitors back there. If you're not comfortable, don't worry about it. We'll still be happy to meet you. Is anybody in the center like to introduce themselves? Good morning.